Well, on the phone, or I should say through the board with me this morning, is Mark Thompson of Mark in the Morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mimi. How are you?
I'm great. I think it's great that here you are, Saturday morning, and such horrible news comes through.
Yeah, I think we've all gotten up this morning, and we have been dealing with the fact that we lost one of the greatest, not one of, the greatest athlete in the history of sports. And I wanted to make a quick statement about it, because I've even been watching the NFL Network, and they have abandoned football. All they're talking about is Ali. When I was a kid, I didn't even know what boxing was. But one morning on television, there was this guy wearing a white shirt and a tie. And he was on television, and he was airboxing for the camera, telling us how he was going to beat George Foreman. And then he did his rhymes, where he predicts the round that he's going to win. And then he would go out and do it.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see. Now you see me, now you don't. He think he will, but I know he won't. They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice. And I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
Now,
that was the greatest of all time.
When you see that as a kid, that's so entertaining. He was brilliant in that he knew this relatively new thing called television was a way that he could not only speak to his fans, but expand his fan base.
I'm not only a fighter, I'm a poet, I'm a prophet, I'm the resurrector, I'm the savior of the boxing world. If it wasn't for me, the game would be dead.
If you just joined us, we lost Muhammad Ali this morning at the age of 74. And a lot of people forget that one of the greatest comic duos in history was Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. It was just hysterical television. And then he would boast and brag and then go out and beat every suitor. It didn't matter who it was. Here's Will Smith talking about when he met Ali.
There's all of these stories. Everyone has an Ali story. My first time meeting him, he was already aware that I'd had the script and I had turned down the script and the chance of playing him. So I'm approaching him with that. I didn't know how he was going to respond. So he looked up at me and I said, how you doing, champ? Pleasure to meet you. And he looked at me and he said, man, you almost pretty enough to play me.
There is a fun story that shows what a great person he was. Jim Brown, who is arguably the greatest running back in the history of the NFL, was a big, strong, beefy guy. And he boasted that he could knock out Muhammad Ali. So he wound up showing up at Ali's gym. And he boasted those words again. Ali climbed out of the ring and said, Jim, follow me. They walked to a park. And he said, okay, there's no cameras and there's no people. I want you to hit me as hard as you can. So Ali starts dancing around. Jim Brown takes about 5 swaps at him, misses him by a bucket. Ali then takes one hit, knocks him to the ground, hits him in the nose. Ali straddled him, got in his face and said, fight's over. And I've always loved, because that just shows he didn't want anyone to know or be embarrassed by what he had done. And I think the most moving thing that I've ever seen was Muhammad Ali several years back standing there shaking from Parkinson's, and he lit the Olympic torch. It is an iconic picture that none of us will ever, ever forget. Tears streaming down our face. We lost Muhammad Ali at the age of 74, and he is one of the iconic figures in American history. Ali, Elvis, Marilyn. There is no question about it. Muhammad Ali is and was the greatest athlete in history.